53% of respondents say they oppose the health care reform law. Wendy Scattergood is a St. Norbert College political scientist and an analyst with the Survey Center. She says opposition is to be expected after any major reforms in Washington. Health care is no exception, though she predicts the complaints may die down before the fall's congressional election.
The major parts of it won't come in impact until later, and so people may not see it as quite the threat. Because there won't be that much of an impact right away.
Of those who oppose the health care legislation, most, 70%, say it goes too far. Only 14% felt it doesn't go far enough. The legislation could hurt Democrats running for re-election in November. All of the state's Democrats in Congress voted for the reforms. All Republicans voted against them. 43% of those asked say they will not vote to re-elect representatives who supported the measure. Scattergood says it's up to opposition groups to maintain that momentum through the summer.
Groups like the Tea Party, for example, and how much they're able to garner support and keep people sort of whipped up against the health care reform over time, because otherwise people will just kind of move on to other issues.
The survey polled 400 people in Wisconsin, randomly selected from those who have landline telephones. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.